Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, Distinguished Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen, on behalf of the Myanmar delegation and on my own behalf, may I extend my warmest congratulations to His Excellency, Mr. Silvio Berlusconi, on his unanimous election as the chairman of this August conference. I also wish to place on record our appreciation to Dr. Jagjit, the Director General of FAO, for his tireless efforts and devotion towards the successful commanding of this high-level conference. Mr. Chairman, in an unprecedented shift, the world's cereal reserves are depleting and food supply is dwindling rapidly and food prices are soaring to historic levels. Population growth, economic progress, climate change, biofuels, fossil fuel prices, and declining crop research are major factors contributing towards increase in global food prices. Already unusual weather events linked to climate change have to decrease production in major exporting countries. Mr. Chairman, Myanmar no longer is spared by the phenomena of the climate change and has recently experienced one of the worst natural disasters in its history. Cyclone Nagit struck Myanmar on 2nd and 3rd May 2008, sweeping through the Aori Delta region and some townships in Yangon Division, including Yangon City, with winds up to 200 km per hour. Altogether, almost 7.1 million people were affected. A total area of 783,000 hectares, including 543,000 hectares of ferry land, were inundated with sea water due to high tidal wave of 4 meters. Embankments with a total length of 1,014 kilometers protecting ferry land were largely breached, and about 218,000 hectares of ferry land may not be able to plant normally in the coming monsoon season. It would cause significant reduction of rice productivity in the affected area. The government, people, and the armed forces of Myanmar are doing their utmost in carrying out emergency relief and recovering agriculture production in disaster areas. UN organizations, particularly FAO, WFP, UNICEF, WHO, UNHCR, ASEAN and neighboring countries, NGOs, and global and regional communities are immediately responding to our needs and generously extending their assistance for the relief and recovery in the aftermath of the cyclone Nagit. By getting together in the pledging conference held in Yangon on 25th of May under the tripartite arrangement of the government of Myanmar, ASEAN, and United Nations, the world community has expressed their solidarity with Myanmar people in the Oriel. The presence of Mr. Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of United Nations, confirms this determination. On behalf of the government and people of the Union of Myanmar, I would like to extend our heartfelt gratitude to all those who share their condolence and sympathy with us. I would like to invite the global community to join hand with us and the true humanitarian spirit to rehabilitate the devastated areas and to increase food production. Mr. Chairman, the government is making great efforts not only to ensure sufficiency of rice for the country's population, but also to share the surplus with needy countries. In 2007-2008, over 8.1 million hectares of ferry were cultivated, producing over 31.5 million metric tons. With a consumption of a little over 19.8 million metric tons at the rate of 206 kilograms per person per annum. Myanmar has a total surplus of 11.7 million metric tons of berry, equivalent to about 7 million metric tons of maize rice. Myanmar still has large potential to vertically as well as horizontally expand its rice production within a short period of time, if the required imports, particularly fertilizer, are provided. Measures should be taken to increase production of rice in Myanmar to reach its potential in all and affected areas of the country in order to contribute towards world food security. Mr. Chairman, Myanmar is not the first and sadly may not be the last to face such a catastrophic natural calamity. While Myanmar is increasing agricultural productivity, to ensure food security, it's also paying attention to energy security, especially in rural areas. Fortunately, Myanmar still has 6 million hectares of arable land yet to be utilized and rich water resources. Therefore, without any trade-off between food and biofuel, Myanmar still has plenty of space to expand biofuel crops production. Jethro Burgh cultivation plan with a target area of 3.2 million hectares has been launched to produce biodiesel with the main objective of fulfilling rural energy self-sufficiency. Private sector is also encouraged to establish sugarcane and cassava-based bioethanol industry in Myanmar. Mr. Chairman, Myanmar is prepared to fully cooperate with other FAO member countries and the world community as a whole to mitigate the impacts of climate change and its adverse effects on food security at all levels. We firmly believe that through assessment and analysis of the issue and associated problem are essential for all of us to enjoy sustainable food, feed and fuel production system contributing to mitigation of climate change. I am fully confident that the outcome of this high-level conference timely organized by FAO will enlighten us to resolve the urgent issue and to set a common framework in tackling the challenges of climate change and bioenergy. Thank you.